Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a meaningful Monday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you.
Ooh.
You could join the big show this morning by giving us a ring at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 would get you into the big program this morning.
Meaningful Monday.
That's right.
That's
the Steelers season is on the line. They win tonight, they move on. They lose tonight, it feels all for naught. The drama and the big win over the Ravens a week ago. Looking for the playoff victory. Come on, Steelers. Let's get it done tonight against those silly Texans from Houston.
You like my shirts?
Get it done. I do like the shirts.
Right,
it's a nice Steelers sweatshirt.
Folks, we're on the radio, so you have to pretend, all right? This was a Christmas gift from one of my daughters.
I like it.
I was
a good gift.
And actually, one thing I forgot, I also got a Steelers, like a cap. Like a pullover cap.
Yeah, love.
I left that at home because I don't need that this morning. But I'm ready to go, baby. Come
Let's
on,
get her done.
All right,
that's all we're asking.
Now we'll have the sports
Just
segment
get
next
her
segment.
Done.
Some interesting scores over the weekend. A number of upsets that weren't supposed to happen. Philadelphia. Excuse me. Got something called.
Got a little something there.
Okay. Yeah, actually, it was a little freaky, Mr. Ironhead. I'm driving into the studio this morning, and in my car, I've got this radio thing, and I turn it on, and it says 98.7, and I'm hearing voices.
What?
I'm hearing voices.
Weird.
On the radio. I figured, okay, this
Might
must
need
be,
to go get that checked out.
This must be something in my head.
Huh. Every now and then, just for grins and giggles, we like to throw something out there on the on-air signal. Just to keep you on your toes out there as a listening audience.
All right, people have noticed via X-Twitter. All right, I like X-Twitter. Again, we're on there. Let's Talk 987 Fox. If you'd like to follow us, that'd be great. Let's Talk 987 Fox. Someone named Randy kind of put a note on there over the weekend about, you know, hey, you guys can't stay on. Kind of mentioned two old farts talking about politics in the morning on a sports station.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, I replied to Randy, and I said, oh, Randy, that hurts. That's harsh. And I identified myself. I said, this is Scott. Yes, I'm old, but I try hard not to fart.
One of the old farts.
All right, I try hard not to fart. Okay.
I, on the other hand, let her rip, baby!
So that's what that
is. You gotta let her rip.
That's what that is. Okay.
Little secret. We all do it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Sorry, kids.
I'm the only person that gets to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we come out with smell radio, all right, somebody would ever invent that, smell radio, that somehow over the radio waves you could actually have an aroma of something like, bacon. Bacon or some other things. Now, if we come out with smell radio for this show, yeah, it may not be good. So, actually, folks, put that idea away. We're not doing that. All right, let's see what we have on a Monday morning. First off, welcome back to the Penn State students. All right, today is the start of the spring semester. So if you live in the greater State College area, you probably noticed, yep, it's a little more full. Now, I tell you what, depending on where you live, yesterday afternoon especially, some of those snow squalls were, whoa, I was happy to be nice and warm in my house yesterday. I'm looking out the window yesterday afternoon. I'm like, whoa, glad I'm not driving in that stuff. Woo, nasty. Hopefully everybody got to where they had to go safely. Didn't happen everywhere, but just like a burst here and there and so on. Now, the temperature is supposed to get back up into the 40s again tomorrow and Wednesday.
All righty.
And then winter comes back. All right, the cold stuff, winter comes back. Probably Thursday. We have Joe today. Do you know if we have Joe?
Believe we do.
All right. So our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. We'll talk with Joe toward the end of our second hour, next hour. So stay tuned for that. Let's start with a little sportsy stuff. All right. I don't want to disappoint Randy, who says we're a couple of old farts that just discuss politics.
Oh, man.
Which is not true. But anyway, last week I witnessed the value of youth sports.
Yeah.
All right. I witnessed it right in front of me. And it was pretty cool. I've had some fun over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks now, being the PA announcer for Penns Valley basketball, boys and girls. I've had a lot of fun. Never did that before. Football and soccer I've done for years. Never did basketball because with my old job during the wintertime, I was often on the road, and I could never quite make sure that I could get back to the school in time to announce a game. So I never signed up for basketball. Well, I don't do that old job anymore. So this time I signed up, and they're like, Scott, great. Okay, here we go. And so I've had a lot of fun announcing games. But last week there was a game where I actually got there on time. The games were running behind schedule, and it was boys basketball. Penns Valley was playing another team. And so I come in, and the JV game, which I don't normally announce. Usually I just do the varsity game. JV game still going on. Okay, so I take my seat at the scorer's table, and I'm just kind of watching the action. And they get to the fourth quarter, and I thought, oh, what the hey. We have a wireless microphone. I said, I'm going to have some fun. So I grab the wireless microphone, and like a varsity game, I'm announcing when a player scores. All right, because the JV guys, they don't get their names mentioned. You never hear about those guys or girls. Same deal. This was a boys' game. So I start the fourth quarter, and I start announcing names, like when a kid scores. And everybody's looking around like, yeah, this is pretty cool. So Penns Valley, as it turned out, had a healthy lead on their opponent. And they get to the last minute of the game, and the coach puts in some backup players, especially this one boy. And I was told that this one boy, he just started playing basketball this year. And he's in either 9th or 10th grade. I forget which one it is. He just started playing basketball. So is he the best guy on the court? Well, no. Okay. He's very raw. He's a rookie and so on. All that sort of stuff. But the game's over. Big lead. They put him in the game along with a couple other guys, like coming off the bench and all that sort of thing. Game's clearly over, all right? Penns Valley gets the ball. They bring it up the floor. This boy is on the right wing over by the right side. The point guard does a perfect bounce pass. He kind of gives him a look, and he does a quick bounce pass past the defensive player. The boy cuts to the basket, gets the ball, puts it up off the glass, and in the basket.
There you go.
And the crowd exploded because for this boy, it was his very first basket. And his teammates were jumping up and down, and I think the coaches were jumping up and down, and fans were all excited, and they're all cheering and applauding and so on. In the grand scheme of things, this kid scored 2 points at the end of the game. But in the bigger scheme of things, it was what he was always wanting. I want to play, and I want to score in a game. And he did. And then the clock ran out, and there's high fives, and there's hugs, and so on. I mean, it did absolutely nothing for the game. Game was over. But for this kid, this was everything. And I was so happy for him, and I had the mic there, so I got a chance to announce his name to the crowd, the group there in the stands. That is the value of youth sports. That's why we play. Yeah, okay, we play to win games. All right, that's fine. I get it. But just for the chance to get out and compete and hopefully succeed. And the idea is, how can we get every kid to succeed? You know, put them in a position where they can make a play. That's what happened the other night. I just thought that was the coolest thing. It may not happen again for the rest of the season, but at least that boy now can say, I scored. I scored in a game. That was his ultimate goal. Now, I'm sure his next goal is he wants to score again. All right? If he gets in, probably, like I said, late in the game and so on, hopefully he'll get another opportunity. Maybe he'll get a shot, you know, a jump shot or something like that. And if he makes it, I know his teammates will go bananas, which is great. That's just phenomenal. All right? Now, I have another sports note, which is bizarre, but I think we have a phone call right here.
Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Well, Scott, I heard rumors that that's exactly how Kobe Bryant started.
There
really?
You go.
Really?
That's
okay.
It.
Well, that's probably how they all started, right?
He had to make his first bucket somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. If it's at the elementary league or the middle school league or whatever, at some point you make your first basket, and he did it the other night. That was great.
You did mention one thing that Jeff was absolutely unfamiliar with, junior varsity. I thought we went from ninth grade to varsity.
Well, I tell you what. Now, it's funny you mention that. Now, State College is a world unto itself, okay? Big, giant school, blah, blah, blah. Everybody else in the neighborhood is part of this Laurel Highlands Conference, all right, which goes from here all the way down to Johnstown. Big piece of real estate there. One thing I've noticed this year especially, for some reason, there are a lot of schools out there, they literally don't have enough kids even for a JV team. All right?
Yeah.
So, for instance, tonight I'm going to be at Penns Valley is playing Tyrone. Now, this is girls' action tonight. There's only going to be one junior high game and the varsity game because for whatever reason, and I'm not knocking them, but Tyrone doesn't have enough players for a JV squad. And this is like the fourth time we've hit this year where the other team doesn't have enough players. Meanwhile, these schools are bigger than Penns Valley. Penns Valley's not very big. And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on with these schools that kids are not even trying out for sports anymore? I mean, I can't imagine State College is dealing with this simply because of numbers. State College is big, all right? But these smaller schools, for some reason, kids are losing interest even in playing sports. And that's something that should be concerning to everybody.
Over my direction, as my grandfather used to say, they asked my grandfather one time, Grover, where do you live exactly? And he said, you know the expression, you can only go halfway into the woods and then you're going out. I live halfway in.
There you go.
But at any rate, in that light, Scott, it's funny you mentioned that. I live in the Juniata Valley School District. I grew up in the State College School District. Jeff, I'm sure, is well aware of my athletic prowess in State College. But Williamsburg and Juniata Valley combined, I don't know if they did it in all sports, but their football teams play together as a team.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they're called Juniata Valley, whether they're called Williamsburg or whatever. I'm not sure.
Juniata Valley, I think, yeah.
Yeah. The neat thing about that is, Scott, they did the same thing with the band, the marching band.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of neat. You know, let's get to something serious. Jeff, you did okay over the weekend with the wrestling program. Little Adol's getting a little lackadaisical. We got to get him motivated.
Uh-huh.
It looks like, obviously, your prediction came true. I didn't know the name, but I think we found our 41-pounder. What are the matchups? Well, let me say one thing first. For permission to go offline a little. I'll tell you what I'd really like to see, and I've seen more of it at Penn State. Maybe I just didn't notice it before. Of the wrestlers at the end of the bouts shaking hands with the opposing coaches. I'm not certain. I've only seen a handful of matches in the last year or two on TV, but has that become more the norm, Jeff, or is that...
Yeah, I think that's becoming more normal. It is very commonplace in I think it's just spilling over from the younger ages. I know, like, my kiddo happens to be in the youth program and finally got to compete this year. And, yeah, after every match, all of the wrestlers and all of the youth programs locally are encouraged and basically told, you go shake hands with the opposing coaching corner.
I think that's pretty, you know, not necessarily the most important thing, but, you know, I'd really like to see it done virtually every time, you know. I'm sure it's not going to happen. But, and one other thing I'd really like to see is under the new football coach, I'm really weary of the first down points after a run, the cross your arm things after a touchdown, the backflips, the pretender playing dice and exploding things and everybody falls over. Let's go back to the Paterno. First of all, act like you've been in the end zone before, and second of all, the official gets the ball when you cross the goal line.
Yes. Now we're
all. I would.
Yeah, we're all.
If you want to do something, if you want to really stand out in all of this, that would, you know, along with our uniforms, which I think are tremendous and have been for all my lifetime, that would really, I think, go a long ways into, hey, it is different here.
Yes. Now for Randy, if he's listening, yeah, we're a bunch of old farts, Randy. All right. We like the fact that when you score a touchdown, that's supposed to be expected. You don't go into, what did Paterno use the term, rapture? I remember one time. One guy went into he sacked the quarterback, and he's like dancing around, and Paterno yanks him off the field, and after the game he gets asked about it, and like, yeah, that kid was going into rapture. And everybody in the room laughed, like, oh,
God, that's hilarious. I seem to remember that was Matt Millen.
No, actually it was Gary Brown.
Oh, okay.
This was the late 80s. Gary Brown was on defense. Then later he was on offense like a running back. He went to the pros and played running back. He was great. But this time he's on defense. It might have been a safety blitz or something. He gets the quarterback and goes into theatrics, and Paterno wastes no time pulling him from the field and sitting him on the bench.
Where
he stayed.
Millen did that with his fists over his head like a touchdown signal and clenched fists from his knees on a sack one time. And he didn't see the field for about two quarters. Well, I don't know. Anyway, Jeff, very quickly, I know you're probably going to go over this. What are the likely testing matchups for us this week? I'm assuming heavyweight would be one of them.
Yeah, heavyweight for sure would be a good tough matchup. 84 is probably on paper the best matchup. Two national title contenders there. 41 should be pretty good. 33 will draw a lot of interest. Yeah, it should be a very, very intriguing dual meet. Should be a lot of fun Friday night.
Well, I'm assuming, since being the Cretans that they are, and probably whatever weight they feel they have the best chance of winning, that's where the dual meet's going to start.
I don't know. My guess is we'll start at 25. I think both coaches tend to prefer that.
Well, good luck out there. You know, don't let any of that atmosphere rub off on you, which I'm sure it won't.
I love the atmosphere at Carver Hawkeye. It is one of the most electric places. If you like college wrestling, they love college wrestling there. It is that atmosphere. I mean, the Jordan Center is the only thing that I've experienced, at least, that is comparable. They get the pep band there, the cheerleaders. That place is packed, and they are into it from start to finish. It is an absolutely fantastic atmosphere for college wrestling.
I guess I'm referring more to the brand, shall we say. Okay. Well, good luck. Be safe out there. Scott, keep the ball rolling down there in Penns Valley.
I'm not playing. I'm just mentioning names and announcing. I'm having a lot of fun. It's fun.
Yeah, that sometimes is best. My parents never saw me play basketball except one game my entire career. We were 21-2 that year, I think, total, to, up to the district. They come to see the district game, and we lost.
Oh, well.
Altoona had a little bit more firepower than we did.
There you go.
Although we did have Barry Parkhill.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
He was a player and a half.
Yeah.
His brother publicly would not admit that. Bruce is a pretty good player, too.
Okay, all right.
Okay, you guys have a good week.
All right, you as well. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your call. All right. We'll take a break here in just a moment. All right, we've got our sports segment, which I assume will be quite long, because after a weekend, there's usually a lot of stuff. I'm not going to mention it. Do you have the blurb about what happened down in Hershey over the weekend? Do you have that, or can I release that later? Oh, good.
I can release it.
Okay. For folks who, I'll save this for later in the show. I don't know if I'm excited for this or horrified by this. Now, if you know what I'm talking about, you already know, you're nodding your head or something. The rest of you, you're going to have to wait. I mean, something happened in Hershey on Saturday. Seriously? Okay. We will keep you in suspense. All right, there we go.
No
problem. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We got sports coming up. We have old fart political talk coming up and some of your calls as well. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Well, that was an unexpectedly short break.
Oh, okay. We're back. Surprise.
We are back.
All right. Huh. Let's go. Here we go.
On a Monday morning. Again, we will have some open phone time coming up in just a bit. Computer.
Come on, computer. Okay, the computer doesn't want to cooperate. What a surprise. That never happens to us. Let's just keep going. Here we go.
Well, let's not. You want to kill time for a couple of seconds, that'd be great.
Okay, all right.
You want to keep it going.
You want me to do the hockey story? Let me do this hockey story.
Sure.
All right. This is bizarre. This happened Saturday down in Hershey. Hershey Bears are playing whoever they were playing. I don't know. And during one of the intermissions, all right, for fun, they put some peewee hockey players out on the ice. I mean, we're talking little guys. And there might have been some girls there, but it looked like it was all boys. So we're talking 4 feet tall, maybe, little guys playing a hockey game. Now, I've not met Allie. Allie Berube is the sports director for ABC 27 down in Harrisburg, covers Penn State stuff too. She happened to be at the game Saturday night, and what happened, it's an intermission, so these little guys are playing a game on the ice and people are entertained, and at one point, two players start a hockey fight. All right. Now, we're talking little guys here, folks, little ones. All right. And so they start swinging. This is just two boys. And before you know it, all of the boys are swinging at an opponent. They're all, now it's hilarious, one description, they were throwing haymakers. Folks, these are little boys that are like 4 feet tall. I don't think they even know what a haymaker is. But they, I mean, woof, woof, woof. And they're all smacking each other. I mean, the goalies got involved. The one goalie comes all the way down the ice, and he just pile drives right into an opposing player. Boom! And the crowd is roaring over this. And this video from Allie goes for about a minute, and these boys are just swinging and swinging and swinging and knocking each other on the ice, and then another hockey fight. Then you trade guys and you start fighting this other guy. On the one hand, it's hilarious because these are little 4 footers. I don't know, maybe some were 3 foot tall. I don't know, really little guys. So it's laughable at what they're doing. On the other side of the coin, I'm watching this video. It's almost a minute long. I'm thinking, okay, is there any referee in this game? In that entire one-minute video, I didn't see one adult come out on the ice. It's just these boys swinging away, swinging away, swinging away. And, of course, if you can imagine this, there were some parents probably thinking, what are you doing? And so in this case, this is the Central Penn Panthers Youth Ice Hockey Club. And so some people must have complained because the club puts out a statement on Facebook after this incident. And I'll read a quote here. It says, "The safety, well-being, and positive experience of all participants, especially our young players, are of the utmost importance." Sure they are. Okay. The story says the club is doing an internal review.
Oh, boy.
To assess the situation before they draw any conclusions. I'll tell you what the conclusion is right now. They wanted those boys to fight. Come on, they did. They wanted them to fight. Go ahead, throw your haymakers. Everybody loves that. You go to a hockey game, right? If it's a Penn State game, definitely if it's an NHL game like the Penguins or something, you know, you got two guys, they start swinging. What do? They're banging on the windows and they're screaming and yelling. They love that stuff.
I'm horrified by it.
Oh, bull.
I always yell, stop. Please stop.
Yeah, bull. All right, I'm not.
Can't we all get along?
It's just, I don't know, these boys were, I guess, playing a pickup game. There were no referees on the ice, apparently, anyway. And if they were, they must have been standing back just watching. Now, did any of the boys get hurt? I don't know. Again, these were little ones. We're talking, I don't know, 8 years old, maybe 9 years old. Again, I said throwing haymakers. Come on, 8 and 9 year olds throwing haymakers is weird. No, I mean it was like slow motion, and so then it was hilarious. All right, watching these guys go at it, not one adult comes out on the ice to break it up. I don't know. On the one hand, it's entertaining from a hockey standpoint.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, it's like, okay, come on. Some adults should have come out on the ice and broke it up. This is crazy. Again, this goalie, he's coming full speed from the other end of the rink, and he plows into this opposing player who hit the ice pretty darn hard, all right, for like an 8 or 9 year old. He went bound like a ton of bricks. And I'm like, ooh, ouch. So let's see what happens in review maybe in the coming days from the Central Penn Panthers Youth Ice Hockey Club down either in Harrisburg or Hershey. Let's see what happens there. Yeah. And by the way, real quick, if anybody from Penn Live is listening, all right, caught your story where you, in your story, you said that during halftime of the Hershey Bears game, these little kids took the ice during halftime of the Hershey Bears hockey game. I'm thinking, okay, whoever wrote this story must not know much about hockey. All right. I don't think it was halftime.
Well.
Oops.
Fair enough.
All right. All right. There, I stole your go.
Thank you. Nope, that was...
That was perfect.
You were entertained by little kids beating the snot out of each other. I hope you feel good about yourself, Geezy.
No, where were the adults?
Penn State, they were sitting there being entertained the way you were.
Yes, they were.
What was happening?
That's exactly
right
it. Yeah.
There.
All right.
You people are sick. Disgusted by every one of you.
Anyway.
Penn State football, comings and goings. Penn State has hired Northwestern defensive line coach Christian Smith as their edge rushers coach. Also coming into the program, former Syracuse cornerback Ivan McDaniels via the transfer portal. He has 3 years of eligibility remaining. Former Iowa State tight end Cooper Alexander, who has 3 years of eligibility remaining. Former Texas State offensive lineman Brock Riker, who has 3 years of eligibility remaining. Former West Virginia safety Chris Filippo, who has 3 years of eligibility remaining. And former Iowa State cornerback Jeremiah Cooper. He was an all Big 12 selection in 2023 and has 1 year of eligibility remaining. That is only because he tore his ACL back in mid-September of this past season. Penn State also picking up a commitment from safety Christian Askew. He is a former James Madison signee and is a three-star prospect from Kathleen, Georgia. Also, running back Cam Wallace has withdrawn from the transfer portal and will return to Penn State with 2 years of eligibility remaining. As for the outgoing, we have landing spots for several now former Nittany Lions. Defensive tackle Caleb Artis is now at Temple. Running back Jabri Wallace Coleman to South Carolina. Tight end Luke Reynolds at Virginia Tech. Tight end Andrew Olesh to Oregon. Defensive ends Malachi Williams and Cortez Harris to Virginia Tech. Offensive lineman Javen Williams to Charlotte. Offensive lineman Michael Troutman III to Virginia Tech. Safety Colin Dinkins to Temple. Safety DeJuan Lane. Defensive end Chaz Coleman and linebacker Amari Campbell all heading to Tennessee. Quarterback Jackson Smolik heading to Temple. Running back Tyke Hayes and defensive lineman Anai White have also now entered the transfer portal from Penn State. Also, Tyler Dzanski has declared for the 2026 NFL Draft. He was rated as one of the best long snappers in college football these past few seasons. So, again, lots of comings and goings right now with the transfer portal and this interesting, well, we'll use that term, interesting era of college football and college athletics, for that matter, that we are currently in. All right. Lots of action over the weekend. Penn State wrestling team extending its winning streak to an NCAA record, 78 matches with a 46-0 win over Rutgers at Rec Hall on Saturday. The shutout was the fourth of the season and the third in a row for the top-ranked Nittany Lions. Shane Van Ness, Mitchell Messenbrink, and Levi Haynes picked up pins. P.J. Duke and Josh Barr earned technical falls. Marcus Blaze, Braden Davis, and Rocco Welsh all had major decisions. Braden Davis making his dual season debut at 141. Luke Lilidahl and Cole Mirasola picked up big decisions to start and end the dual meet as well. Nittany Lions improving to 7-0. Penn State will visit Iowa Friday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock match, and then Penn State will head to Northwestern for a 3 o'clock start in Evanston on Sunday. The ninth-ranked Penn State men's hockey team, you can kind of hear the rest of the Big Ten going, uh-oh, as the Nittany Lions swept a pair of games from Minnesota over the weekend at Pagola Ice Arena, and, yep, it looks like the Nittany Lions – are ready to go on a run, maybe similar to what they did a year ago. Nittany Lions winning Friday night 3-0, and then taking Saturday's game 5-2. In Friday's win, freshman Josh Fleming made 27 saves as Penn State earned its first ever shutout over the Golden Gophers. Luke Bisa, Cade Christensen, and Matt DeMarsico scored the Penn State goals. In Saturday's win, Aiden Fink had three assists to become just the ninth player in Penn State history to reach the 100 career mark. The junior got there faster than any of the others, hitting the milestone in just his 87th game. Braden Ford, Matt DeMarsico, Jackson Smith, and Dane Dowiak scored the Penn State goals. The Nittany Lions now 14-6 on the season, 6-4 in Big Ten games. Penn State will host Notre Dame this coming weekend. Games at 7 o'clock Friday, 8 o'clock Saturday at Pagola Ice Arena. Let's keep building that momentum, Nittany Lions, and, you know, destroying the Golden Domers is always a beautiful thing if you want to do that while you have the opportunity. Just throwing it out there. Penn State men's basketball team battling tough, but ultimately, not enough as they fall at fifth-ranked Purdue in Mackey Arena Saturday, 93-85. Freddie DeLeon, again, sensational off the bench, 25 points to lead the Nittany Lions. He added a team-high 5 assists. Penn State falling, still winless in the Big Ten at 0-5, falling to 9-7 overall on the season. Penn State will play again and look for that first conference win of the season Wednesday night. It's happening. I'm telling you right here, right now, Penn State will beat UCLA Wednesday night at the Jordan Center. You want to be there. Check it out.
Okay.
Penn State women's gymnastics team defeating Yale 196.225 to 193.85 in the season opener yesterday. Event champions for Penn State included Ava Cash, the freshman, on the vault. Cash and Elizabeth Leary on the bars. Danny Latronica and Ellie Monahan on the beam. Kaylee McGilligott in the floor with a 9-9, the highest score in any event on the day. Penn State will visit Illinois on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Seventh-ranked Penn State men's gymnastics team opening its season with a victory over Army West Point, 311.3 to 297.6. Penn State winning 5 of the 6 events with individual titleists. Matt Underhill leading the way. He won 3 events, taking the floor, the still rings, and the vault. Kellen Ryan won the high bar, and Lucas Sparrow took the still rings. Nittany Lions will be back in action at the West Point Open this coming Friday and Saturday. 13th-ranked Penn State men's volleyball team off to a 2-0 start after defeating Mount Olive 3-1 in the season opener Friday night and then sweeping Manhattan Saturday afternoon 3-0. On Friday night, Owen Rose led the way with a .636 hitting percentage. He had 8 kills, 6 blocks, and an ace. Gage Gabriel added 8 kills, 5 digs, and 4 blocks. In Saturday's win, Sean Harvey led the way with a .667 hitting percentage. He had 14 kills, a block, and an ace to lead the Nittany Lions attack. Penn State will host St. Thomas Aquinas at Rec Hall on Thursday night in a 7 o'clock match. The 4th-ranked Penn State women's hockey team splitting a pair of games at Mercyhurst over the weekend. Penn State winning Friday night 3-0, or Friday afternoon 3-0. Nicole Hall, Taya McDonald, and Danica Maynard scored the Penn State goals, with Hall adding an assist. Tessa Janicki also assisted on 2 goals. Maddie Campbell had 27 saves to earn her 3rd shutout in goal this season. On Saturday, Mercyhurst, doggone it, battled back and came away with the 4-3 overtime victory. First conference loss for Penn State this season. Abby Stonehouse, Taylor Lum, and Tessa Janicki scored the Penn State goals. Nittany Lions now 19-4 overall this season, 13-1 in AHA play. Penn State will visit Syracuse this coming Friday and Saturday. Lady Lion basketball team, sixth straight loss, falling yesterday to Illinois at the Jordan Center, 92-76. Penn State falling to 7-10 on the season, now 0-6 in the Big Ten. Gracie Merkel had 24 points and 7 rebounds to lead the Lady Lions. Penn State will visit 19th-ranked Ohio State on Wednesday. Both Penn State swim teams losing at Virginia on Saturday. Penn State getting a victory in the 200 breaststroke on the men's side from Mariano Lazzarini. Morgan Moore had a second place finish on the women's side in the 500 freestyle. Also, over the weekend, it was the State College swim team getting a remarkable performance from Molly Workman. She set a school and pool record in the 200 individual medley Saturday with a sub-2-minute performance. Belfont girls swim team defeating Westmont 78-68, while the Belfont boys lost to Westmont 84-10. Belfont girls winning the 200 medley relay race. Also winning were Sydney Fetters in the girls 200 IM, Juniper Andrasik in the 100 butterfly, Elizabeth Weaver in the 100 freestyle, Riley Hoy in the 100 breaststroke, and the girls also won the 400 freestyle relay. Friday night, Penns Valley girls basketball team beating Belfont 52-17. Paige Johnson led Penns Valley with 16 points. Ellie Romig and Elle Dinges added 11 points apiece. Mariah Cotter had 12 points to pace Belfont. Penns Valley now 7-4 in the season, while Belfont falls to 0-8. In junior high girls basketball Friday night, Penns Valley A team defeating Belfont 24-18. The Belfont B team won 8-5 over Penns Valley. Tonight, the beloved Pittsburgh Steelers will host the Houston Texans in the final game of the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. The Steelers are the North Division champions. What happened was, in the final game of the regular season, boy, you see, the Ravens lined up for a would-be,
take a guess, folks,
winning field goal, but what happened was the kick went wide right, and the Steelers won the AFC North and thus are in the playoffs. And so we'll take on the Texans at Acrisure Stadium tonight. Kickoff's set for 8:15. The Texans, by the way, have won 9 straight. They come in at 12-5. Steelers are 10-7. Houston is a 3-point favorite over the beloved Steelers. We will have live coverage starting at 7:30 tonight, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Philadelphia Eagles saw their season come to an end yesterday as the 49ers advance with a 23-19 win at the Link. The 49ers outscored the Eagles 13-3 in the fourth quarter to pull out the victory. Saquon Barkley ran for 106 yards on 26 carries and added 3 catches for 25 yards. For San Francisco, Christian McCaffrey had 15 carries for 48 yards, but he caught 6 passes for 66 yards, including 2 big touchdowns. Philadelphia finishes its season with a record of 11-7. Last night, good heavens, did the Patriots defense show up big. The Chargers just could not get anything going offensively. New England rolls to the 16-3 victory And they just they dominated the game really from start to finish. Earlier yesterday, how about those Buffalo Bills? They edged the Jaguars in Jacksonville 27-24. Buffalo had a 4th-and-1 at the Jacksonville 11 with 1:04 left, and they got 10 yards on a tush push and then scored on the same play on the next snap. Trevor Lawrence was picked off by Cole Bishop on the first play of the ensuing drive to seal the Buffalo victory. On Saturday, the Bears rallied from a 21-3 halftime deficit. Green Bay, how you feeling today?
Yeah, really.
They defeat the Packers 31-27. Caleb Williams threw a couple of touchdown passes in the final 5 minutes after he threw a couple of picks earlier in the game. Chicago pulls out the dramatic come-from-behind win at home. Earlier on Saturday, it was the Rams taking a wild back-and-forth affair from the Carolina Panthers, 34-31. Matt Stafford connected with Colby Parkinson on an absolutely remarkable pass and catch with 38 seconds left in the fourth quarter to lift the Rams to the victory. Fun weekend of NFL playoff action, but the best is yet to come. Steelers,
we hope.
We're counting on you, boys.
Come on, let's
come
go.
On.
Come on.
Pittsburgh Penguins, doggone it, got shut out by the Boston Bruins yesterday, 1-0, the final. First shutout of the season for the Bruins, too. Yeah, just frustrating. Philadelphia Flyers getting ready to host the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. That'll be a 7 o'clock faceoff. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a little something we like to call sports.
All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back. We have open line time. We'll do some sportsy stuff. Randy out there is listening. The old farts will talk a little politics because it's hard to get away from it
That's
anymore.
That's what we do.
Holy moly. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Get ready to join us by phone in a little bit. We will come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News and World Report 2025 ranked Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com, click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com, click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4 right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel. But a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It's Let's Talk on a Monday morning as we get ready for the Steelers tonight against the Houston Texans in the Monday night wild card round matchup of the NFL playoffs.
All right, so tune in. All right. Maybe watch it on TV, but listen to the radio. You get a whole different, if you've never tried that before, I sort of did that with you. I was watching Rutgers, Penn State wrestling, and so there's there, and then I'm watching the pictures, all right? You get a whole different perspective when you do it that way, folks. You really do. Try it sometime, all right? TV, sound down, radio on. There's probably going to be just a little, what would you call it, a lag in between watching the pictures and listening. There might be a little bit of a lag there. But try it sometime. You might say, hey, I kind of like this. All right. You might start doing that more often. I should have mentioned this on Friday. I just had a vibe about the Philadelphia Eagles. I just had a vibe that says, I am not that confident in this team. I don't know. And I'm not an Eagles fan. All right. Steelers fan. I had a feeling like, okay, and so I'm watching this game yesterday, and the 49ers are kind of hanging around and so on, and sure enough, fourth quarter, poof. So Eagles fans, and again, you got that Nick Sirianni running down the sideline to yell at his own wide receiver, A.J. Brown. I'm thinking, okay, that is not a good optic.
Not great.
Now, A.J., how many drops did he have yesterday?
A lot.
A bunch.
Yeah, it was not good.
All right, this guy, I'm really good. Nobody can cover me. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nice, but could you catch the ball? Hello?
Yeah, that was rough.
Catch the ball? I was disappointed with one game yesterday. Now, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, don't throw things at the radio. Okay. I actually wanted the Jaguars to win because Parker Washington, all right, if you're a Penn State fan, remember him? All right, he was here and he was okay. Never had a breakout season, never had big numbers. And then he goes to the pros. Would it be overstating right now? Parker Washington's one of the top wide receivers in the NFL. Or do you think I'm overstating that a little bit?
Might be overstating.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's gone to the pros and he's made his mark.
For sure.
For sure. I mean, he's succeeded. And I'm thinking, yeah, I want him to keep playing. Now, early in that game, he was, I guess, knocked out with an injury. And then he came back later. And I just thought, okay, here's a guy in college. He was, okay. And we all kind of wondered, okay, not much there. Goes to the pros, poof. And then when the Jags lost, I'm like, okay, shoot. Anyway. All right, Mr. Ironhead, your opinion.
Connor McGovern and the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Moving on, baby.
All right, there we go. That's true.
Deal with it.
All right.
No, I like I like Josh Allen, like the fan base. Sean McDermott's been to the Penn State wrestling room to visit the Bills head coach, to visit with Kale and try to learn a thing or two about just the culture and how to create that kind of championship mentality. If the Steelers can't win, and right now they can, but if the Steelers don't win it, I'm all on board with the Bills.
Buffalo.
Yep.
Interesting. All right. All right, college football, Friday night, Indiana and Oregon. Or Indiana and Oregon. What you think?
It looked like Indiana was the better team to me that night. I'll be honest with you. I felt like they deserved to win the contest. Wow. They were just... I know there's some people taking shots at Dan Lanning and Oregon. I'm telling you, and you're going to see it a week from tonight. Indiana is just hands down the best team in college football. They're the most physical team. They have the I'm just telling you, they have the best coach. That Kurt Cignetti has that team more prepared than any other coach. Dan Lanning is a fine coach, a really good coach. He may yet go on and win multiple national titles. Still in the early stages of his career. I've seen some stuff with Oregon fans, very similar to what we were seeing with Penn State fans and James Franklin the previous couple of years. Now, Lanning has not been at Oregon anywhere near the length of time that James Franklin was at Penn State, but they're already trying to, the narrative, well, a great regular season, can't do anything. He's been to two. Give it a rest. And this team, this Indiana team, I'm just telling you, they are, it's next level. It is crazy how good that Indiana team is.
What are they doing?
Everything really well.
In 2 years, though.
Yep.
I mean, 3 years ago, Indiana football was a joke. They were terrible.
No, it's a combination, and I'm seeing stuff. There was some guy out there. I don't know if it was just social media. I didn't pay that close of attention, but just scrolling through, and he's like, you know, give me a break. Indiana, everybody's making this out to be an underdog story. This is just all of these guys are old guys. They're like 25, 26 years old. Well, first of all, you can complain about the way college football is right now. That's fine. Do you want to compete or not? And if you want to compete, you play by the rules that are currently set up for college football. Again, you don't have to like it, but you got to make the decision. Hey, do I want to go? Do I want to be competitive? Well, it's not like Indiana was the only school that said, yeah, man, we want to get in on this transfer portal era. We'll sign up. And everybody else, Alabama just said, nah, not for us. Texas, nah. Texas said, no! All of these schools, all of these powerhouse programs are trying to do the same thing. So stop with the, oh, no, this is, maybe it couldn't have happened in the previous era, but also, it's still remarkable that it is happening now. I don't care what the money is. And, by the way, the money that Indiana is throwing around is not the top dollar in all of college football. It's not. It's a lot, and it's up there, but it's not the top dollar. So stop with the – you sound ridiculous trying to make this sound like it's not an incredible story, because – it is. And it's not like they went out and got all of the five-star recruits from all of the other schools. That's not what happened, folks. They got some very good players from other schools, but they weren't getting the guys that were already first-team All-Americans off of other rosters. That's not what was happening. What they did was Cignetti did a great job of identifying guys that are talented, for sure. That is part of the equation. They are a really talented team, especially up front. Their offensive and defensive lines are as good or better than anything we have going in college football. I think Oregon has really good offensive and defensive lines. They got hammered hammered by Indiana. Like, just blown off the ball consistently. Indiana did that to Alabama as well. Indiana is really, really good. And they just do, they are fundamentally sound. They play to the whistle. Goon has pointed this out a couple of times. If you watch their players, you watch their wide receivers, if they're blocking, they are blocking, and they are blocking, and they are blocking until the whistle sounds. It's not that, oh, try to glance and, you know, hey, I'm just a receiver, I'm here to catch. No, it is, man, I have an assignment on this particular play, I am going to do it. If your assignment is I'm going to run a route and I'm not the primary target, man, I am going to run this route like it is nobody's business. Everybody just is doing their job every play to the very best of their ability. And it is remarkable. They are a really talented team. They are playing at an exceptionally high level. I think Miami is playing really, really well. They've earned the right to go into this national title game, and it wouldn't matter who Indiana is playing. Indiana is just the best team in college football this season, period.
It's just how? It's just how? You know, where did this come from? I mean, you're talking about coming out of the blue, poof, or coming out of the red, yep, poof, you know? Their game at Iowa, I still think Iowa made some bad decisions late in the fourth quarter of that game. Like, okay, why did you do that? Why did you do that? I mean, they played Indiana straight up and then just made some bad decisions late in the game. And then, of course, there was the game here, which came down to one play, essentially. Yep. Or maybe I could say two plays. When Penn State had the ball and all they had to do was get a first down at the end, they run out the clock, they win the game. One play. Well, they didn't do that. So then Indiana gets the ball back and comes down the field, and then that kid makes that amazing toe touch at the edge of the end zone, which has got to be one of the plays of the year by a mile. Okay.
Yep.
So it's like, given all of the, what's the word I want, chaos maybe, that Penn State had this fall, how did they play arguably the best team in college football right to the edge? How did that happen when back in October they melted against UCLA and then again against Northwestern? I'm
sports.
I'm frazzled, puzzled.
I'm telling you.
It's just bizarre. So, yeah, I'm pulling for Indiana next. This is next Monday night.
Yep.
All right.
From tonight.
I'm pulling for them. Now, granted, it's Miami. Now, they weren't wearing fatigues, but it's still Miami. Mm-hmm. And you see Ray Lewis and Michael Irvin making donkeys of themselves on the sideline.
Yeah, a little over the
top.
It's
like, guys, you want to chill out a little bit, for goodness sakes. I mean, this is ridiculous. Especially Irvin. I was like, come on, bud, really?
Yeah.
Cheer your team on, but you don't have to go into hysterics.
Yeah.
Into rapture. You don't have to go into rapture. All right, yikes. Anyway. So, I'm pulling for Indiana. And if Indiana can finish the deal, then a Penn State, and you're a Penn State fan, you're like, who's the team that played them closest this year? This one, right here, University Park. That's crazy. Is what? Again, I'm waiting for stories from, I call them intrepid reporters, about this Penn State football season. What happened there? I could say September and October, but especially October. What happened in October? Why did the whole house of cards fall apart? And then once it did, and Terry Smith takes over as the interim coach for the last seven games of that schedule, Penn State was extremely competitive in those games. It's the same team that melted down against UCLA and Northwestern. What the heck happened? I want to, some intrepid reporter, do the interviews and dig into this and write a story maybe this spring. How did that happen? We're all still mystified. How did that occur? Anyway, so God forbid I'm an Indiana fan next Monday. Huh. That's going to take some getting used to, I think. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. Again, we've got some open line time. Folks, what do you think? All right, could be college football. Yeah, we're going to move into Sorry, Randy, we're going to move into politics here.
Oh, no.
Because, again, there is so, I mean, you talk about bizarre. There is so much going on right now. All these hot potatoes up in the air. And here we are. We're the regular folks. We're watching this like, what on earth is this? Well, you'll have a chance to sound off on what on earth is this. Also, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us later in the hour. We're toward the end of the hour. We'll talk some weather-type stuff. Yes, winter is going to be making a comeback. All right, so get ready. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. The FM works today. It's amazing.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
We will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Monday morning. But it's a Monday night football morning as we get ready for the Steelers' big victory. It's been a while. In the playoffs tonight, come on. Come on, boys, as they take on the Houston Texans.
You know the Texans are the favorite.
A three-point favorite in tonight's contest.
Okay. So even though they're on the road, the Texans are supposed to win. You do know this.
Steelers are on their way
all right.
to the Super Bowl, baby.
Okay. Dreamland, yeah, maybe. Yeah. But hey, it's us. You're allowed to be part of Dreamland. That's okay.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it.
All right, folks, what do you think about any number of things? We've got some. Maybe you've got some. All right, this is where you pick up the phone and use it. 814-954-7266. All right, we'd love to hear from you. 814-954-7266. Mention real quick, tomorrow our friend Tom Range is going to join us from Happy Valley Comic Con. The big event is coming up. Now that we're in the new year, this is only, gosh, only about a month and a half off now. And so if you haven't been hearing the commercials and announcements, come on. All right, this is going to be a fantastic event at Nittany Valley Sports Center. And with Tom's help, we're going to be talking over a number of weeks with some of the guests that are going to be appearing at the Comic-Con event. We already have our first one scheduled for one day next week. We're going to try to line up maybe about four more. One of those is Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica, which is where I know her best from. I can't wait to talk to her. Oh, man. I can't wait to talk to her. Yes. All right. Sorry, don't tell my wife.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait to talk to her. So we're going to be having some fun over the next number of weeks with some Comic-Con guests. And then, hey, come out and see them. All right, one of our valued sponsors. We appreciate that. All right, let's take a call.
All right, let's do it. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, guys, it's Meeting Guy.
Meeting Guy,
how are you on this?
Okay, so the spring semester is going, and so you're back to your meetings again, right?
No, actually, I'm retired. So.
There you go.
Oh, okay, fine. So, it was a great story anyway. So, go ahead.
But anyway, if you remember in one of the previous calls, I did reveal that I am a dyed-in-the-wool Packer fan. So, you know, so I've reconciled it all. It just is the kicker. Dang kickers.
Man, it was rough. Missing an extra point, missing a field goal. It's like, opportunities.
If he makes any one of those kicks, any one of those kicks, then on that last drive, we're either kicking to tie the game or actually win the game. So, but anyway.
Yeah,
I've reconciled it. I've put it to bed. I'm ready to move on. So I'm actually calling today on a more controversial, you know, because you said you were going to turn to other issues, controversial topic, because this one is really bothering me. And I'm going to lead with, I am not a bleeding liberal by any stretch of the imagination, and I absolutely believe that we need better control of immigration. But this killing of this woman in Minneapolis is really, really bothering me. I've watched the videos and what have you, and I'm trying to understand in what world lethal force was an appropriate response by what is probably a highly undertrained ICE official, should I call official or soldier?
Agent.
It's not what I signed up for when, and to be frank with you, the language coming out of our president, our vice president, the head of, and the head of Homeland Security, that this was domestic terrorism. I mean,
yes.
It's just wait. I mean, this particular issue, and I don't want to conflate it with other issues, et cetera. This particular issue is just really troubling the living daylights out of me. So
yes. Now, I tell you, if you were listening last week, even with our FM issues, hopefully listening online or something, I mean, I mentioned all sides are at fault on this one. That's my opinion. Now, some people will vehemently disagree, and we've heard from them over the last several days. It was not domestic terrorism. It wasn't. This was a woman, I'll say, a little out of control, who gets her vehicle on this street and parks it perpendicularly. Is that a word? Perpendicular to, you know, block traffic and stuff like that. Why, you know, first off, again, why the heck was she doing that? That was nuts. Totally nuts. Like, lady, get out of the way here. You're not supposed to be here. Get out. See this gun on my hip? We're allowed to use it. All right? And so the whole thing with her. Then on the other side of the coin, again, we all looked. There's a slew of videos, blah, blah. And every now and then over the weekend, well, there's a new video. I'm like, okay, I've already seen this. And do I think that guy should have used his gun? No, this is Scott. No, I don't think he should have. He should have just, all right, apparently this woman bumped him with her vehicle because she decided, I better get out of here. This is not where I should be. She probably at the last moment realized I should not be here. And so she hit the gas and bumped this guy. I wish the guy should have just let her go. Just, lady, get off the street. Get out of here. And don't come back. And unfortunately, this agent pulled his gun and used it. And by the way, you said maybe he was a rookie. I don't think so. No, this guy was no rookie. All right, this dude. And of course, you know, the other side is trying to vilify him. Why did he do that? To protect himself? Because, again, the car kind of lurched in his direction. Okay, I get it. All right, if some car lurched in my direction, A, I would not be happy about it. I'd be angry. And then maybe if I had some kind of a weapon, maybe I might pull it out and use it. But hopefully the answer is no, just let her go. Don't pick fights when you can avoid them. That's not what this guy did. And now, as they say, the rest is history. And now it's like total chaos in Minneapolis, just total. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. No, it's just that I agree the woman, you know, put herself obviously in harm's way when you start acting the way she was acting and what have you. But at some point, it's just, you know, it's easier said than done, and I get that, is basically how these people are trained to disarm situations like that as opposed to and when I say they're under trained and not a rookie, I didn't mean that. I mean they're not trained, basically, most of the time, basically, to disarm situations that won't lead. And the last thing I said when I saw the car driving away is what my wife and I affectionately always say when we're watching crime shows on TV. We always say, shoot the tires, shoot the tires. Nobody ever shoots the tires. If you're going to shoot, shoot the tires.
Well, yeah. Now, folks, I'm no policeman, and I don't want to be a policeman. Those folks, I would not want to be in their shoes. And
I agree, but I think they are better at trained. I think, actually, general police people are probably better trained on how to disarm those kinds of situations because they face them all the time.
No idea. But I can understand if I'm out there, I'm a police official, agent, whatever, blah, blah. And I'm just trying to do my job. And my job is uphold the law. My job is to look for bad guys, as I call them, to apprehend them. And so there was this surge in Minneapolis because, again, all these fraud allegations are off the charts. And I caught one story, I think it was from a Fox News reporter, that this federal agent surge that's been happening in Minneapolis, they've already picked up, oh my gosh, it was like 15 guys that either have murder convictions and were just roaming the streets, or prostitution, or drugs, or, in other words, they're bad dudes. And they were just roaming the streets of Minneapolis for some godforsaken reason. And the ICE found these guys and apprehended them. Good. We should all be applauding this. Yet somehow some of you aren't. Which is bizarre. So these ICE guys are out there. They're just trying to do their jobs. Meanwhile, here come these protesters with bullhorns and whistles and screaming and swearing at them and name-calling them and probably insulting their families and whatever they can do to throw it in the face of these guys. I would say if you're one of those, imagine if somebody did that to you. After a while, you'd lose your temper, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. And unfortunately, then, you would probably lash out and do something that later you'd regret. That's what this guy did. It's not, this was not some innocent thing. This lady, again, has her car where it's not supposed to be. She's mouthing off through the window. Her partner is mouthing off. Apparently some other people were mouthing off on that street. All at the ICE agents who are simply trying to do their job, which is the laws on the books. All right? They didn't make this up. Donald Trump didn't make this up. These laws have been on the books for years. And for some godforsaken reason,
I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
Okay,
so it's just. I'm not disagreeing.
I mean, I'm getting worked up here just talking about it.
But it does trouble me when an American citizen, who, whether she inadvertently got there or got there on purpose, we'll never know.
I think we know.
She was there very purposely. She had been following the agents all morning.
This country. It is a right in this country to protest.
To protest, yes. That is not what she was doing. I can go out and protest police violence and hold my sign up and say, I am against this. What I cannot do is when a police officer is going to arrest somebody, get in the way of that arrest. That gets me in legal trouble. So this wasn't she was intentionally
getting in the way of somebody
of the ICE agents. Yes, of the ICE agents trying. She had been doing it all morning, and in this particular case, yes, she was trying to block the street. Well, it wasn't trying. She was blocking the street so that the ICE agents couldn't get around. I mean, so this was. This wasn't, I don't know what's going on. Are you guys ICE agents? No, this was a very deliberate, and she was trained, according to reports. Again, let me predicate everything by saying I'm basing what I'm saying because I don't know now what to trust. But, I mean, even mainstream media reports are saying, yes, she was involved with this group that was working to interfere. And again, there is a difference between protest. You do have the right to protest, no doubt about it. But when you start interfering with officials carrying out their duties, that's not, now you've gone over the line of protesting. Now you are, and I would argue, based on the reports we're hearing about what was happening that morning with this particular woman and her wife, I would argue that this was harassment. That if nothing else, they should have been charged with harassment. Now, should somebody be killed over harassment? No. But, man, say it out loud. I am harassing federal agents. Does that sound like a good idea? No. One way you can avoid, like, you're not going to be in this situation is don't harass federal agents. Then you don't have to worry about this situation. I'm with you. I'm not excusing entirely the federal agent's role here. But, man, folks, don't put yourself in a situation. Don't intentionally go out and antagonize folks that are already stressed, that are already in high stress positions, and now you're going to go out and make their jobs more difficult. That's was her purpose that morning. Well, I'm sorry, that's just dumb. I'm not saying she deserved to die. I want to be clear on that. But, man, that is a dumb decision to make with what you could do with your life on a given day. Don't do that. Anybody, don't do that.
Go ahead, caller.
Nothing. I'm just glad I was able to stir the pot for you guys.
No, and listen, I'm with you. It's the same thing. You can't go any of this stuff. But I mean, there are people out there that still are making George Floyd to be out to be a martyr. My opinion, the police went way too far and were rightfully held responsible. But also now we have others that, yeah, George Floyd was just an innocent person standing around that day. Again, did not deserve what happened to him. But also, let's not make it out like this was just a great citizen who was going about, just trying to help his fellow citizens out. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, no, that's not what happened. And again, if you make good decisions with your life, it is much less likely that horrible things like this are going to be the end result. Not saying it'll never happen. We have, you know, we can document various cases. I'm just telling you, give yourself the best chance to go out and have a good, successful day. And I just would suggest that not trying to harass federal officers doing their job would be one way to go about trying to construct your day.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, yep. Meeting guy. Go to your meeting.
All right.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the phone call and the meeting. Perspective. Yes, I really do hope, and I don't think, I'm not optimistic, but what I would hope comes out of this situation is everybody, federal agents, let's reassess how we handle these situations. Maybe look at what the protocols are, whatever they are, and reassess it so that we aren't putting lives in jeopardy unnecessarily. But also, again, folks, protest all you want. That is an absolute American right and should be. And you're upset with Donald Trump, by all means, get out there with your signs, get out there with your bullhorns, whatever it is. But don't go to federal agents' houses, to federal judges' houses, to where they are doing their jobs and interfere with what they are trying to do. That is just, above and beyond anything else, it's just a dumb thing to do with your day. There's much better uses of your time. And find one of those uses. Just my humble opinion.
Let's take a break. All right, we have another segment. If you would like to chime in, please do. We'll give you the phone number. We got somebody calling in, but we're going to take the break, take the call. What do you want to do? Take the break?
Let's take the call.
Yeah.
All right. We're used to being.
Now we lost it. All right, hold on.
Yep, we'll take the break and then come back. Your calls are welcome, and we'll take them on the other side of this timeout.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Get going with 98.7 The Fox.
Sports. Let's talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. And, yep, phone line is open. We do love hearing from you. 814-954-7266. Hard not to get emotional with some of this stuff. And again, what is still fascinating to me is how differently different people can look at the exact same thing and see very different perspectives, have very different perspectives on what it is they've witnessed. And I think that's for a wide variety of reasons. Our own personal experiences, the political spectrum through which we're viewing it. Again, maybe other personal experiences or folks that you have near and dear and what they've experienced or said they've gone through. All of that can affect the way you see something right in front of you. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Number two. I think the solution to this, which will never occur, regards to the ICE agents and the Border Patrol and so on, is quite simple. If these cities' mayors and police chiefs were doing what the law requires, they got detainees or similar circumstances like that, or there are arrest warrants that they're aware of coming to their precinct, turn the guys over. It's as simple as that. I don't care if you do it at 3 a.m. Might be better because the protesters will be in bed. Just do your job, and none of this happens. This woman's not out there blocking traffic, running around harassing people and whatnot and what have you. Just if the local authorities were doing what they're supposed to do, none of this happens.
Yes. In a word, yes.
Yeah. I mean, hard to argue that.
And now, as I've quoted on your show before, my beloved grandfather, God bless his soul, been dead since 1969. But in regards to a situation similar to this, was don't mess with my dog when he's on my porch.
Okay, that's an interesting way to put it. Yeah. All right.
All right. I think we lost.
Appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Phone line again open.
814-954-7266. Again, here we are, most of us, we live somewhere in the middle. And once again, we have situations where people on the fringes, either side, continue to drive this narrative. And even though the great majority of us live somewhere in the middle, and we're watching all this stuff, and we're like, what the... I mean, what happened in New York City on Saturday? Did you see this story? A bunch of people waving Palestinian flags go into a predominantly Jewish neighborhood of Queens, and they're chanting, "We support Hamas." Now, my first thought was, who the heck are these people? What? Why would you do that? All right, first off, why would you support Hamas at all? And then you purposefully go into a predominantly Jewish neighborhood in Queens and pull this maneuver. Now, it's interesting. All the New York City politicians, I think, all right, Mayor Mamdani condemned this. AOC, all right, if you know who she is, she condemned this. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, she condemned this because even they realized how stupid this was. But yet, here's this group of people. Now, Court, me being me, I'm a curious fellow. I'd like to know who these folks are, number one. Do you actually believe that, or are you just here to cause trouble? And if you do actually believe that and you want to cause trouble, okay, who's bankrolling this? Because this, folks, I'm sorry, this is an opinion, all right? This is not spontaneous. This is planned. You're seeing some stories, depending on the news outlet, that there are some folks out there, maybe folks with money, they are willfully, seemingly going out of their way to see how much chaos they can sow in American culture. They're doing it in Minneapolis. They're doing it in New York City. They've done it in Los Angeles. They've done it in a host of cities from coast to coast. All right? Willingly. All right? there was a protest at the Allen Street gates on Saturday. Now, one story claimed 200 people were there. I wasn't there. I was doing other things. Head count, whatever. 200, if that's accurate. I don't know. Personally, for me, that sounds a little high, but okay, whatever. And they had speakers, and they had a microphone, and people holding signs, and the whole bit. I mean, at least they weren't jumping out onto College Avenue and disrupting traffic. Thank goodness. All right, they're smart enough not to do that. But I'm sorry, one man's opinion. I have a hard time believing that was a spontaneous protest. I think somebody somewhere is pushing the buttons, somebody somewhere is pulling the strings, somebody somewhere is the puppeteer, and they're able to get people to do what they want. Let's sow chaos, all right? Let's see how much more we can do. And they're doing this across the country. Why? Don't you want to know why? I do. I'd like to know why. None of this stuff is spontaneous. I guess there were protests. There was one in Altoona, and there was one in Williamsport on Saturday, and there were like a bunch of the, and it's the no kings bunch or the hands off bunch and so on. Again, the story I saw said that these ICE agents are doing a surge in Minneapolis, and they are looking for bad guys, and they've apprehended at least, I mean, I saw a collage of pictures, at least 15 really bad dudes, and they got them off the street. Good. Why are we not all supporting this? All right, these were criminals. They were convicted of murder. They were convicted of rape. They were convicted of robbery. They were convicted of a bunch of other really nasty things. We should all be applauding that those folks are off the street. Why are some of you not applauding? I don't get it. You're so driven by your ideology, either end, that you've got total blinders on, and the puppeteer is just doing everything to get you to jump and dance and do everything they want you to do. Now, that's harsh, but that's how I feel. And this should not be happening. Why can't we cooperate on this stuff? There are some bad dudes out there that somehow we allowed into the country over the 4 years, especially, of the Biden administration. We just let them in to the tune of, I don't know, millions, thousands, big numbers. And now we've got some folks saying, all right, we can't keep doing this. We got to clean this up. And they're out cleaning this up, and there's people standing in their way. I mean, willfully. It's one thing to stand on a sidewalk with a sign and maybe chant and so on. It's another thing when you're beating on people's cars and breaking windows. It's another thing when you pull your car perpendicular into a street to purposefully block, to get in the way of various things. That's a whole different, you mentioned this, that's a whole different scenario. You're not supposed to be doing that. And yes, you can get arrested for doing that. Is that what you want? For some of these people, maybe it is. They want to go to jail. Why? As we try to get these really nasty people off the streets of cities all over the country, why are you against this? I do not understand. We've got a few minutes here again. I'd love for somebody to call in and just explain. Somebody was at the Allen Street gates on Saturday. Call in and explain why you were there. Just please, call in and explain why were you there. What did you hope to gain from that episode? Didn't last, was it an hour? Didn't last very long on Saturday. I'd like to know, why'd you go? Why did you make a sign? You hold it up? Why'd you do that?
Well, I would be curious too. And genuinely, because I and certainly you're welcome to do it either way. What I'm genuinely curious about is the hope. And by the way, again, you're fine either way. I think there's a lot of the reason a lot of us join a lot of different organizations is, hey, we want to be around other people that share either an interest or a passion or a perspective that we have. So that's fine. I'm just wondering, like, is that the purpose? You just want to get with other people who feel the way you do? And again, I'm not condemning that in any way. That actually makes a lot of sense. But what I'm wondering is, or are you doing this with the idea that, man, we're hoping we change some minds? Because I just, It's not working. I'm just telling you that if that is the purpose, it's not being effective. From what I'm seeing, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, I missed that last bit, but I wanted to talk about asymmetric warfare. We talked a little bit about last week and this globalization of highly sophisticated drugs, fentanyl. But there's another aspect to it. Just because we're not in what they call kinetic war, people do things that aren't very nice, like send their prisoners into your country via an immigration policy that's not being enforced. And that, if you want to check your history books, that's been going on for a long time. I remember as a kid, more recently, Cuba sent all their criminals in, what was it, during the 70s? We had some policy that allowed them, I think Jimmy Carter was president then. But, if you look at these different revolutions around and then in history, oftentimes the prisoners, the rapists, the murderers get released and they become part of the military to oppose some political group that's on the wrong side of the current government. So I don't know. I guess what I'm getting at is I don't understand. I'm like you. Why wouldn't you defend the ground you're standing on? So
okay.
And all these protocols, to be a police is very difficult. So back in the 70s when people had communities and the doors weren't locked and everyone knew one another, it was a little easier to be a policeman. Well, I guess with the terrorism and all that, these guys go through a lot of training, and some people call it the militarization of the police. But on the other hand, if they're going up against people that have got automatic weapons and bombs, you know, your police take on a whole different look. And to properly implement those protocols, guess what? It's not easy. And when somebody drives several states out of the way to make that person's life, that agent, more difficult, yeah, maybe not the best of answers gets decided on. But, yeah, these issues have been going on for decades now. And now we need to be rational about it and sit down and discuss it.
All
not
right.
Throw ice balls at each other.
Yeah, I think it's increasingly difficult to do, but I'm with you 100%.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Right. We're going to move on and take a
break.
Another phone call here, and then we'll take our break. Good morning. You're live on. Oh, this is probably
this
Joe.
This is probably Joe.
Saying?
Yeah.
Is this Mr. Bastardi?
Yes.
Oh,
is.
Joe.
Good morning.
Fantastic. All right. Scott was ahead of me. I was behind the game on.
Sit
on
tight, Joe. Hold on.
Sorry, we were taking calls on heated issues. So we'll take a quick break here. Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com on the other side.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Monday morning, final segment of a Monday morning. Geez, usually
we talk about
WeatherBell.com's Joe Bastardi joins us and we talk weather. So, hey, let's do it. Good morning, Mr. Bastardi.
Well, good morning. Good to hear your cheery voices here this morning, and hopefully my voice holds up. And I don't know what the heck's been going on. There's this crazy cold and whatever it is going around, and every time I think I get rid of it, it sort of comes back on.
You and I must be on the same same pattern here, because I got over it. I'm like, oh, whew, that was nasty. Got over it for 3 days, and then voila, hey. Yeah. There's something. It's a little different now, but it's like, well, this is not good.
And people don't like me saying this, but over the last 4 or 5 years, there's some weird stuff. I'm not talking about COVID. It's coming to the country. Like I said, every time I go down to Texas, I come back with some kind of stomach virus now. And I'm just like, this is crazy stuff. So anyway, yeah, you got to take care of yourself. It's why I've always, I used to, when I was younger, with the bodybuilding, I'd always bulk up and then cut down and bulk up and, I'd get up to 220, 223, and, dieting without steroids is called shrinking. By the time I got cut, I was back down at 175, and it used to be funny because I'd wear like 3 sweatshirts, a flannel shirt, and, a hee-haw overhaul, and everybody was, oh, he must be doing something. I go, well, if I'm 223 and fat, which I was, and put on all those extra clothes, I look like, I look like Godzilla or something. The problem with bodybuilding is you can't do that. I mean, you go into a bar. We used to do that in Jersey all the time. We're like 5 sweatshirts into a bar on the hottest night of summer so we can look big or something like that. Or the other extreme is, just the tight t-shirt, but I was never really big for tight t-shirts. But anyway, I run lean now. I just constantly, when COVID came along, I really just doubled down on getting on my hands and knees and praying to God. And I decided, with bodybuilding, these guys, a lot of people will just be afraid to do anything. I'm going to double down, but I got lean and stayed lean. And it really, it takes the stress off the system. But like I said before, with the, temperatures bouncing up and down and all that stuff going on, well, you got to really, really hone in on stuff and understand that there are variances of viruses out there now that they weren't here before.
Yeah.
So something's happened over the past 4 or 5 years, and I have my suspicions as to what it is. but then everybody will be screaming at me, so I'm not going to say what it is. And you can't scream at me because I didn't actually say what I think it is. Now, as far as the weather goes, more cold.
I think we're all on the same page, though. It's Giese's fault.
No, it's not.
I think that's where you were going with it.
Let me ask you a question.
What has changed in 4 years? Was Giese on the air here 4 years ago? I don't remember. Were you on the air?
Nope. No, I had my old job.
And now you're on the air. So, never mind that.
Okay.
Never mind some of the other stuff that's going on. Yeah,
what are you, my wife or something?
Yep,
yeah, everything's your fault. Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
I knew a geologist that would get upset. There'd be an earthquake, and I'd tell him it's his fault. He goes, no, it's not. It's St. Andrew's fault. Okay, so that's a dikey building joke, by the way, for those of you that know that's where the geology department is.
Yes,
okay, so. It's milder today, milder tomorrow, and on into Wednesday.
Oh, and good. Spring has sprung.
Once it gets cold again, it's going to stay cold for 3 weeks.
What?
And, the whole, what we told you is going to dump in again in mid and late January. So, and the question is, will it snow significantly?
I'm wondering is, will it snow significantly?
You know, I was going to bring that up.
Were you now?
Yeah, but it's funny. I'm on this media. I'm on several chat lines. One is the ABI chat line. That's anyone but Iowa. That's with my wrestling buddies. And I'm on this other chat line with a bunch of media guys. They love snow so much. That's all they look for, and I go, I'm tired of hearing that it's not snowing much in New Jersey. First of all, in New Jersey, there's been above normal snowfall so far this winter. We are not above normal here. We're about 50% of normal so far, and I'm not sure, but if you use plus or minus 5 inches as normal, I think State College has not had an above normal winter since for snowfall. Since at least 2014 and probably 2009, 2010.
Huh.
It's remarkable. The snowfall here has been running about 50% of normal over the last 10 years. And it's not like that everywhere. There are places around us that are doing actually better over the last 10 years. I mean, there have been some fantastic snowstorms that have gone to the south of us, and they just don't get up here. Or like what we've had this winter. I mean, it's a different winter once you get from Crescent Mountain and northwestward. You get into the mountains, you get to Phillipsburg, it's probably had, I believe, close to 25 inches of snow. And here in State College, we've only had 8. So it doesn't want to snow here. I've just given up on it. I like snow. I like big storms. My rap persona, Sir Mixwith, and changed to snow a lot. I like big storms. I cannot lie. You other brothers may be die. I get up there and do that. A weather rapper. Could you imagine that?
Rapper. Okay.
Yeah, I had this dream of a rap band that I wanted to do called OWR, Old White Rappers, where you get sitcom storms and rap them like, come sit right down and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip, like Gilligan's Island. But, it never went over. This is what happens when I'm bored with the weather pattern.
Uh-huh.
And Scott, you usually have something intelligent to say, unlike Jeff and I. Do you have any questions you might want to ask me here?
Well, okay. You kind of touched on it a little bit ago. It's not really a weather question. I mean, I'm fighting a little something this morning, which is annoying. I've just noticed this, all right, a week and a half or whatever ago, it was really cold. Then last week, it was really mild. I think the one day hit 50, if I recall right.
Oh, yeah.
Got pretty close.
Well, we said the thaw was coming, so good. You noticed it. That's good.
And so when we have these wild temperature changes from cold to warm or maybe warm to cold, I always seem to get sick.
Well, the part of it is because the change of your core temperature allows various viruses to invade. I mean, this is the greatest thing about steroid-free, like we call it natural bodybuilding, you have to, if you want to continue to compete, you have to learn what's going on, right? And certainly, you know, changes of core temperature are very, very important. Now, to an in-shape guy, for instance, we do hot tub, cold tub, you know, the wrestlers back and forth like that, because short bursts of that will increase growth hormone release and repair, help with repair. But you get these situations where it's mild and you're inside your house, and then all of a sudden it gets cold, and you're walking around, and that kind of change really will tax the body, especially if there's any reason for an invading virus to come in. So it's really interesting too, the effect on ice that the outdoor temperature has. I always walk around with big cups of ice in my house, right? When we were in the 50s, even though the house temperature that we keep it at 72, 73. It was the same when it's cold. The fact is the radiative properties of very cold air, as far as how much heat is coming into your house from the radiative properties, is very different. See, what happens is temperature radiates heat. It's one of the reasons for the, you know, big global warming argument. So you could be in a gym, folks, and the air temperature is 72, but if it's 90 outside, you'll be sweating like crazy anyway, because the radiative properties of the heat will come through the walls, and your body will absorb that. So it's not just the temperature. It's the radiative properties of the temperature and your body's ability to adapt to those radiative properties. And if you have a weakened immune system or something like that, there's an invading virus, it does have an impact. It's kind of funny that you brought that up, because I actually – do know a little bit about that, because you know, I have to try to stay healthy, if not for my job, then if I want to continue to compete at this age. I also have to give the judges binoculars so they can actually see me on stage now, because I'm shrunk so much.
Back right. to the weather, Joe. What are we again? Milder the next couple of days here?
Yeah, we'll be up in the 40s. Probably get a little rain Wednesday, and we may get a coating to an inch or two of snow on Thursday, and then a couple of inches might show up Friday night or Saturday. But once we get past Wednesday, most of the days, the rest of the month, will be below normal, and some of them could be, I'm just worried about some pipe-busting cold showing up here before the month ends, but there's nothing obvious on that right now.
Well, Joe, all those computer models that you guys like to play with, there isn't one out there that says, like, in a couple of weeks, we're going to get pounded with snow.
Oh, no, they all do, all the time. This is why my Meteo Mafia, my snow lover guys, that's what they're, the Meteo Mafia chat line. And I keep telling them, don't you guys understand these things are cartoons? Computer models are cartoons a lot of times. If the pattern does not fit, I don't care what the stupid model says, it's not going to happen. And the AIs are just as bad. I mean, I wish we had the amount of snow that these models have been forecasting this winter. We would have 30 to 40 inches of snow already. If you look at these things every day, and see, what I do, guys, is I go back and look at the past. And if I see a pattern that looks like something in the past, I say, okay, well, maybe that happens. But if you don't compare it to something that's a known, the unknowns are just, you know, a joke. And if there's going to be a big storm, everybody will see it 2 days away, you know. So all the models will see it. But they're all over the place right now.
How many models are there, Joe?
I lose track of them. And it's sad with the way the weather community is today. Most of them are model consensus guys, so they're just looking at models. Me, I love looking at the past weather. And if I see something that looks similar to the past, then it can give me an up on the future. But there's so many of them, and there's always one that – I mean, there was one out the other night that had a game-time temperature for Chicago this weekend for their football game at minus 21. It was dumping the polar vortex into the Great Lakes. I even put it on Twitter just to get some people, you know, riled up. I go, look at this. It was the German model. It's called the Icon model, ICON, and they go Icon has, you know, It had a wind chill factor of 41 below zero in Chicago. Of course, it doesn't have that now, right? Just they're all over the place.
Whoosh. Okay, so you're saying that's not going to happen.
No, it's going to be cold. Mid-January and early February, you get 20 days of real cold weather. I'm just not certain as to how much snow we're going to get yet with this. I mean, we're in a drought over here now.
Regardless of how much snow we get, Mr. Bastardi, or how cold it gets, what should we do with that there weather?
I don't know what we should do with weather, but let's shut out Iowa, and then we can really enjoy the weather. It'll be the only weather we got.
I like that. Is a strong finish from Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox. Fox Sports.